remember clearly when a tiny little child, my auntie, came to stay with us. Maybe as a family we were a trifle wild, our spirits ran away with us. Every single day when we were at play, Mother used to creep into the nursery and say, "We must all be very kind to Auntie Jessie, for she's never been a mother or a wife. You mustn't throw your toys at her or make a vulgar noise at her. She hasn't led a very happy life. You must never lock her playfully in the bathroom or play tunes on her enameled Spanish comb. Though unpleasant to behold, she's a heart of purest gold. And charity, you know, begins at home." Relatives who come to stay are generally inclined to fray the children's nerves a bit. Something in a maiden aunt just stupefies the mind. From virtue's path one swerves a bit. Though our childish joys may have made a noise, Mother used to murmur, "Though I know boys will be boys, we must all be very kind to Auntie Jessie and do everything we can to keep her bright. If when you're in the underground you hear her make a funny sound, it's very rude to laugh at her outright. You must never fill her nitrous case with beetles or beat up her Horlicks malted milk to foam. Though her kiss is worse than death, it's unkind to hold your breath. For charity, you know, begins at home. We must all be very kind to Auntie Jessie and encourage her to see the sunny side. It isn't kind to rush at her and hurl the blacking brush at her. It's things like this that trample on her pride. Don't molest her with a pail of icy water if when wandering at night she chanced to roam. Though the attic stairs are steep, comes peacefully in sleep. And charity, we hope, begins at home.